The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Mead. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Thor Conklin. Thor is the host of the acclaimed podcast, Peak Performance. He is the founder of Peak Performance Group, LLC, where he specializes in helping small business owners reach their potential of growing. Prior to coming on the show, Thor told me he has an amazing weight loss journey and his morning routine is what keeps him motivated. Always happy to hear the impact of a powerful morning routine that transforms lives. It's really great to hear. So in 2000, Thor started his entrepreneurial endeavor. He began by creating a global risk management consulting firm serving the private equity community. His top clients had a combined revenue of $12.7 billion U.S. dollars with operations in over 100 countries worldwide. Since then, he founded, bought, and sold several multi-million dollar businesses, and he will be the first to tell you, in addition to the successes, there were plenty of failures along the way. Thor, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's an honor and privilege to have you on board. My goodness, your background, you've helped a lot of big companies.
I've been blessed.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your journey here.
It really started at a young age. I just kind of had that entrepreneurial spirit. I wasn't very good at taking direction. And, it started as a caddy in my early teens. And then when I was 18, I actually started selling life insurance door to door, very unsuccessfully, I might mention. And that drove me into a career in insurance and risk management for a number of years in New York City, which led to my first company.
Mm. And so at 13 years old, you were walking around and talking to business elite, right? Business individuals that were on the that were playing golf. And so what did you learn? What at that time?
Yeah, just asking constant questions. I was probably one of the most annoying caddies at the club. But I really want to understand what people were doing, what made them successful, what were their mindset like. And it was a great learning ground to really get into the heads of some very, very successful business professionals in the area.
Mm-hmm. And then so Peak Performance podcast started to teach the tools and strategies that you've learned along the way.
Absolutely.
I know you have a new book out called Seven Execution Killers and How to Avoid Them. Tell us about what some of those are.
It's actually not a book. It's a white paper. I had a business failure about 10 years ago, and I really wanted to understand what I missed. And what was the problems with the execution in that business? It had a lot of moving parts. We were manufacturing in China, Vietnam, Taiwan, importing product here in the United States. And there was something that I was missing. And I really wanted to figure out, okay, what gets in the way of execution? Because if we can execute, if we have a decent plan, chances are we're going to figure out how to be successful in the process. So I really didn't expect what I found. And what I found was over 85 different things that get in the way of execution. So I put seven of them into a little white paper that you can find on my website, thorconklin.com. It's a free download. But, you know, it goes into all different areas. You know, some of these are very, very simple and very common sense. But the number of them for me was staggering. Morning success ritual. What are you doing in the morning? Having a plan. What are you doing to increase your energy? Without energy, it's not going to work. Are you planning your night before or are you waiting to the morning? Your mindset, you know, what are you focused on? Are you focused on too many things? What are the distractions in your life? What do you need to stop? What do you need to start? You know, the list just went on and on. So it was really interesting because I thought I was going to come up with a list of like, you know, 5 or 7 or 10. Mm-hmm. But the odds are stacked against us in order to be successful and have great execution. You really need to stay focused on the thing that you're going after. And you got to make sure that these execution killers don't get in the way.
Yes. Listen, it has to be tunnel vision, laser focus to actually get rid of distraction because it's coming at us. It's coming at you left and right.
And it's getting worse.
Yeah. With emails, with IM, and then you add social media. That's a whole different ballgame. What's your take on social media with peak performance?
You know, it's interesting. It's here to stay. It is only going to grow.
Yep.
The millennials are using it more and more. I think they could do without food and water as long as they had their social media and internet connection.
Yeah.
It is something that, like anything else in your day, needs to be managed and scheduled. Emails, for example, I don't check emails ever. I process emails 3 times a day. I don't go in to look at them. I go in to process them, and I have a whole system of processing those emails. Same thing with social media. Go on social media, but have that time blocked out in your calendar that this is the times that I go into social media. This is the reason that I'm there, and this is what I'm doing. And then when that time is up, you're then moving on to the next task. Otherwise, it just becomes a constant, you know, picking up the phone, checking. You will never get to your goal. If you have large goals in creating a business or running your life or quite frankly, just about anything, you're not going to be effective.
Yeah. I mean, these little things can be of hindrance. And I know that doctors and psychologists says that what you do in the first 8 minutes of the day sets the tone for the rest of the day. And so habits are formed without our permission. So if we would get up and look at our social media first thing in the morning, there is that habit is actually starting to build. And you'll feel that desire every hour to like every 15 minutes to pick it up and look at it because that's what you did the first 8 minutes of the day. It's like really powerful stuff. And we have to be cognizant and mindful of all the distractions around us. Now, I want to talk to you for Thor about profitability. You say profitability is the only thing that matters in business. How do you help entrepreneurs see this?
Yeah. You know, if you go and go out to dinner, drink with a friend that owns a business, you know, ask the question, how's business? 99% of the time, people will say, hey, business is great. We just got some new sales, or business is not great. We've lost some business. Everyone's focused on the top line. Now, there's nothing wrong with the top line because that's what produces the bottom line. But at the end of the day, you can't pay your bills with sales. The mm-hmm. only thing you can pay your bills with are profits, actual cash that you get out of the business. And what happens is traditional accounting says, hey, you know, take in your sales, pay all your expenses, and then if there's something left over, pay yourself, and then you have some profit left over. The problem with that model is that most people don't have the systems in place and the protocols to actually monitor and have an expense budget that they don't exceed. So a much better way of looking at this is dollar comes in, immediately take your taxes. What are the taxes that you're going to be paying at the end of the year or quarterly? Take those and put them into an account. Take your operating expenses that you have budgeted for the month, put that into the account. So these are all percentages. Mm-hmm. And the last one is, what are you going to pay yourself or the profitability? Take those things out. And then what's ever left in that operating account, that's how you run your business. So you're guaranteed profit every single day.
Mm. I like your formula on it. So take out taxes, pay yourself, and then whatever's left is operational.
Right. What's ever left runs the business, not whatever's left you get. You're taking out your stuff first.
I see. Pay yourself
and first. And Uncle Sam's.
Yeah.
he likes his stuff too. I mean, could you imagine? Could you imagine the government saying, oh, you know what? Pay yourself, pay your business expenses. And if you got something left over for us, just go ahead and send it to us. Doesn't work that way.
They'll never get anything.
Exactly. And that's why most entrepreneurs don't get what they deserve. Because they're paying everybody else before themselves.
Right. There's they never get anything because they try to get the scraps, get what's left over, and forgetting that they're in business to make profits. They're in business for profitability.
Yeah. And through the profitability, you get to do great things.
Right.
Right? Through profitability, you can do wonderful things.
Add more value, make a bigger impact, and even charity work as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know that it says to tithe first, charity, give your first 10%, and it's along the line of like you got to know where which bucket the money's going into.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to build orphanages in Africa, you can go over and donate your time and actually put the nails into the wood.
Yeah.
But you can also provide the capital to do that and put the nails in the wood if you want to. But if you don't have the money, you can't provide the capital.
Yeah. With profitability, you can do a lot more.
Absolutely.
If it's just you going to put the nail in the wood versus you fund it, you get multiple people to put it, then you're building more faster.
Absolutely. And you're going to have to get a plane ticket to get over there too. So look, you know, a lot of people, have this, they're making profit almost like a bad thing. You know, it's not about profit. This isn't the 80s. This isn't the 90s. You know, this is about giving back. This is about social good. I can tell, look, social good, create a bunch of profit and then do with it what you want.
Mm-hmm. In your own words, what is the formula to success?
Yeah, so this is something that I went on a journey. I've been looking for this for decades. And it was after that business failure that it kind of shook me up because I had very successful businesses that I had started, exited, and then number five or number six didn't work. And it kind of shook me to my core because I was like, this isn't supposed to happen on number five or six. This is supposed to be number one or two, right? And I went on this journey and I said, I've got to figure this out. I've got to come up with a roadmap that is easy to follow. So what I it was kind of interesting. It came to me actually on the subway system at the Atlanta airport. It's the map that outlines the airport. So in Atlanta, we have baggage claim, T terminal, A, B, C, D, E, and F terminals. And a lot of things in life, sometimes things are not exactly the way they appear, but they're reversed. So if you take the letter F, first step, and these are in order, by the way, you've got to figure out what your ultimate vision is. What do you want for your life? Nothing to do with the business. Well, it has to do with the business, but that's not just about the business. Figure out what you want your life to look like in 5, 10, 20 years. Doesn't matter. Get a really clear picture of what that target is. Next, come up with an efficient and an effective plan. Focus on that plan. Next, you've got to make a decision. You've got to decide that you're going to do this. But the decision is an internal response. And a lot of people just stop at decision. It's like, I made a decision, but nothing else happened. The next step, which is C, is for commit. You've got to make a commitment. And the commitment is not an internal response. It's an external action. You've got to tell the world what you're doing, why you're doing it, and when it's going to happen. It's non-negotiable. Next, and this was the piece that I was missing, is beliefs. You've got to check in with your belief systems. And for a lot of people, this is a difficult thing to understand, and it's a difficult thing to see in yourself. So you may need some help, outside help figuring out what those belief systems are. But you can have all the structure, all the systems, all the protocols. But if your belief systems, your subconscious mind is undermining every single action that you're taking or preventing you from taking action, you'll never get to where you want to go.
So we're talking about limited beliefs.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
That fixed mindset, that lack mindset, that just the mindset that is self-sabotaging every move.
Yep. But you really got to drill down. It's almost like an onion. You may say, you know what? I just don't know if I know what I'm doing. Great. What's the other belief below that? What's the other belief below that? You got to keep diving down because you don't want to attack the symptom. You want to get to the root cause. And once you take out that root cause belief system, then all the other ones just vanish. The next step is action. Action and accountability. You've got to take daily effective action on your plan. You constantly have to be moving. Accountability, get yourself a coach, get yourself someone that is going to hold you accountable. Number seven, or the T piece, this was, I was missing this too. And this is time. Things take time. You plant the seed doesn't grow overnight. It takes time. Mm-hmm. There's a strain of bamboo in Thailand that grows under the ground for 7 years and you see nothing. But as soon as it pops its sprout, or not sprout, but the little tree thing, the little bamboo tree, starts to grow, it can grow 4 feet in a week.
Right.
So just because it's not, you're not seeing the results, doesn't mean that it's not working. So you've got to stick with what you're doing and put in the time. You've got to track, you got to measure, and you have to adjust. Really important, because whatever plan you come up with is going to have to be modified. It just is what it is. And then the last piece is baggage claim. And that's where you get to pick up all the hard work and everything that you were chasing. But you got to run to that system. So I call it the ultimate success map. And for me, it's given me a framework. Whatever I'm going after in life, I know exactly what the steps are. And I know what I need to be doing each point along the way.
I like it. This is really good. I heard the bamboo story not too long ago, sometime this weekend. Les Brown was saying about the bamboo, it takes 5 years for you to water it, nurture it, and then once it buds, it can grow like in 6 weeks, like 90 feet. Now, did it take 5 years or did it take 6 weeks?
Right.
And that's what you're saying. It's like you gotta allow the time for the work, for it to work. You gotta be patient with yourself too, is what I'm hearing, to actually reap the benefit, the harvest. Yeah,
and most people will start doing something, then like changes in their diet and fitness, and like changes in their business, or try to start a business, and they'll give it a couple of weeks, and then they go, it doesn't work. You know, I got to do something else. That is not a successful plan for where I'm trying to go. Well, in a lot of cases, it was. You just gave up.
Right. Yeah, you just can't give up. And I think that ties it back up to one of the things that you said you were missing too. And I think a lot of us are, and I'm missing, is the belief portion of it.
Yeah.
Is that we have those negative thoughts, these automated negative thoughts that just run rancid, that just tells us, you know, it's not working, or it goes deeper than that. Like I don't have what it takes.
And here's the interesting thing. We all have it. Every human being walking the planet has these belief systems. They have limiting beliefs. I don't care how successful you become in any part of your life. Underneath there, right below the surface, there's a limiting belief. You won't eliminate all the limiting beliefs, but here's the thing that peak performers do. They wake up in the morning, they say, I have no idea, in some cases, how I'm going to do what I'm going to do. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to do it anyway. And they just keep moving. My clients are extremely successful entrepreneurs. They fail more than they succeed. But when they fail, they simply get up and they do it again. Fail, do it again. Fail, do it again. And then one day they accomplish this amazing thing and everyone goes, oh my God, overnight success. You know, everything you touch turns to gold. No, it turns into gold eventually. But along the way, it was a disaster. But you just didn't see it because it just kept moving.
Yeah. Embracing failing forward is a big thing. And I'm starting to realize like everything is happening for my own good. Like this is supposed to be happening, and that I'm equipped enough to overcome whatever the situation is.
Yeah. And I like to say, instead of fail forward, I like to say fail forward and then roll. Tuck and roll. do a frontward somersault. Just keep moving.
Keep rolling.
Yeah, don't fall on your face. Talk, roll, get up.
Yeah. Back to this quote. I really love this one from Les Brown. He says, if you fall, make sure you land on your back, because if you could look up, you can get up.
Like that.
Yeah. It's along the line. Like, yeah, the failure is inevitable, and it's good for you, because out of that comes perseverance. Out of that comes character. Out of that builds faith and hope, right? For you to see your goals, your desire through.
Absolutely.
Tell us, Thor, how do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Yeah. So I have an interesting morning routine. But what's interesting is that the morning routine is based on the night routine. Mm-hmm. If you want to get up early and hit the ground moving, it starts the night before. Great hydration before you go to bed. And a bedtime that is reasonable, that gives you enough sleep in order to get up the next day. I also do not go to bed without my day, the next day plan. Now, some things may happen overnight. I may get some emails, some texts, et cetera, that will modify that. But I always have a plan before I go to bed for the following day. So mine is I get up at 5. First thing that I'm doing is I'm taking 20 ounces of water. Our body gets extremely dehydrated. I had someone on my show recently and said that 20 ounces of water in the morning can increase your metabolism 9 to 11%. So I'll take an extra 9 or 11% any day.
Yeah.
I weigh myself. I track. I measure. I want to see what behaviors and what actions I've taken in the last couple of days. What has that done to my at least my weight? Then I put on some inspirational music. I've got some exercises that I do for stretching and mobility. I'll take care of those. And then I dive into what are the things that I'm focused on. I'll focus on one or two things that are my top priority for that month or that week. If there's a special project that I'm working on that day, I'll focus on that. So I want to set my mind and I want to set my intention on that one or two things that are most important to me at that moment. Then I'll head to the gym. And when I get back from the gym, I'll actually start to process email, not check email.
I see. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The morning routine does start the night before.
Yeah.
Because you got to plan ahead. You, especially with if your intention is to work out in the morning, I like to put out the clothes, the sneakers that it's laid out. That way there was no excuses in the morning on what needs to get done.
Yeah. And what's interesting is I like the language. If your intention is to work out, you know, if your intention is to work out, you may or may not. Everything I don't do this perfectly, but I try to eliminate intentions and replace them with commitments, because as soon as I do that, it's just automatic. One of the things I work a lot with my clients on is your emotional state at any given time will dictate what you do for most people. When I go out to a restaurant, if I want to stay on my fitness and nutrition plan, I'll actually select my dinner if I know what restaurant I'm going to at 8 a.m. in the morning. Because at 8 a.m., I'm going to make a good selection. When I get there and they bring the bread and they bring the desserts and they bring the specials, I'm going to make different choices. So we work a lot on training yourself to make decisions, not based on your emotional state, but on what you're trying to achieve and doing it in spite of. And the more times you end up doing something that even if you don't like to do it, it really builds character and a muscle that you feel like you've got control.
Right.
And your mind's not control. It's your soul is now in control, not your mind that wanders and has different emotions from moment to moment.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in the decision making in the morning is key, because I read the book, The One Thing, and it talks about how willpower is not out our will. It's not at our beck and call. Like we have it at our highest in the morning. So we should make the important decisions.
Yep.
First thing in the morning. And I agree with you, Dan. We are emotionally driven individuals, human beings. And so we have to train the mind to for better decision making.
Yeah. And I always suggest too, is that people make micro commitments, and these are just little teeny commitments, whether it's, I'm going to make my bed, not for the rest of your life, just make your bed for the next 3 days, a little micro commitment, commit to going to the gym for 5 minutes, a minimum of 5 minutes. Anybody can get up and go in for 5 minutes. If you don't want to stay after 5 minutes, right, go home. Doesn't matter. You're starting to inform the mind that you're in control. And what's going to happen when you get to the gym? Are you going to stay more than 5 minutes?
Probably. Yeah.
Are you going to feel great after you do 20? It's going to be like, look, I did four times what I said I was going to do.
Right.
But if you say, I'm going to go to the gym every single day, and I'm going to do all these push-ups, and I'm going to do all this running, and I'm going to spend a minimum of an hour. If that's not part of who you are and you're not used to doing it, it's going to feel like a drag.
Yeah.
Create momentum through joy.
It's lofty. It's too lofty of a goal. So the mind, it needs to gradually be introduced to new things, because the mind is designed to protect us. You know, we're habitual creatures. Anything that is foreign, anything that is new, you go into fight or flight mode because you're being protected. Now, this is strange. What just happened? So you got to gradually introduce a new habit into your routine. And like you said, if it's just 5 minutes, making your bed three times a week, that's okay. You start with that and you'll realize you want to do it five times a week.
You got it.
And that will increase productivity too. That's something. Make your bed. It gives you the first act of productivity done for the day.
Absolutely.
Thor, Sam, tell us, how do we connect with you?
Yeah, I'm real easy to find on social media, on Google. It's thorconklin.com. My website's that name, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, very easy to find. And if you go to my website, thorconklin.com, you'll be able to find that free download of the 7 Execution Killers.
Excellent. Thor, it's been a pleasure. I just want to give a brief recap. The point, the nuggets here in this episode is, the formula for success is huge. And I thank you for sharing that, because it talks about like outlining a plan for yourself, but don't stop there, right? Go ahead and decide to do it, and let that be an internal motivation. And once you commit, you let the world know you're coming. You let the world know, this is what I'm going to be working on. This is what I need to be held accountable for. And then there's the belief system. That's huge. The mindset. You got to have that growth mindset. And I love that you put, get a coach if you need. Get somebody to help you dig deep and find out what these limited beliefs are, what these ants are, negative thoughts are, these that are running rented, to actually set you up for success. And then you talked about, of course, faith without works is dead. You got to actually take a step forward to execute. And then be patient with yourself. Give it time to work it. And baggage claim. You talked about claiming and reaping the reward of your work. This was phenomenal. Thank you so much for sharing, Thor.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
It's great. Okay, I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Have a great day now.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye now. Bye.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.